Hello, it's on this day. Happy Thursday. It is the 23rd of April, and we're going to talk about a few Liverpool games that happened on this day in Liverpool's history. To join me to do that is Gareth Roberts and Dan Morgan. And I was just apologising to the boys just before we started because, you know, we've had a lot of fun with this in April. Obviously, you know, there's been great cup games, brilliant nights at Anfield, all the shebang. This one is two defeats and a draw. But we'll have some fun with it. And I think there's interesting jump-off points to be had, including with the first one, because it is a defeat, but it's a notable one. Because it's the last time Liverpool lost a league game at Anfield. It's 3 years now, can you believe, since someone has come to Anfield in the Premier League and beat us. The team was Crystal Palace. They beat us 2-1. It was looking quite straightforward when Coutinho stepped up and fired a free kick in, but then Benteke scored twice to win it. He actually got 15 goals that year. I just thought he'd bombed at Palace, but he does all right in that first season under Big Sam. And then just completely sort of goes off. But enough about Benteke. Gareth, it's mad to think we've gone this long without getting beat at home. It's 3 years now. We actually lost six times at home in the league that year, and then Klopp just decided he'd had enough of it, and we haven't done it since.
Yeah, it's a big reminder of how fortunate we've been. I mean, this is sort of, you know, something I've not been used to in all the time I've been going to match. And yeah, it's 3 years, as you say, today. 1-45 and drawn 10 of the Premier League games we've played in that time. And that's absolutely superb. And I've banged on about it for a long time. I wrote a big piece once back in the days when we did the Anfield app sort of online magazine on the app and all that back in those days. I wrote a massive piece, spoke to psychologists and all that about home advantage and about how important it is. And it's really interesting when you dig into it. There's all kinds of theories around, you know, that your levels of adrenaline get higher because you're defending your home turf almost, like it's got like this primal effect almost. So I always say that any sort of successful team builds upon being great at home. That should be your starting point. And for Liverpool, I think that's always been the case. Even back in some of the soonest years, which were dark years, we were still all right at home.
Yeah.
And so it's always been a thing to win at Anfield. And, you know, that's obviously where the majority of Liverpool fans get to see their team live. You know, you're only looking at a couple of thousand, if that, at times, that go to some of the away games that are fortunate enough to go to them. So it is important to do it at home, and Liverpool have been doing. But that game, the game we're referring to here, was very sort of old Liverpool almost in that, you know, absolutely dominate the game. It's 72% possession. You mentioned Coutinho's free kick. It's absolutely brilliant free kick. It's really far out.
Yeah.
And you sort of, I remember at the time actually being like, is he having a go from there yet? And then like, and then next minute it's the bottom corner. And I think even Allardyce, when he was talking about, you know, the game post-match, acknowledged the free kick, because managers always, you know, journalists are always looking for managers to pick someone apart and have a go at someone and create a story. And to be fair to Allardyce, you know, and I haven't used that sentence often in my life, he says it's a brilliant free kick and there's not a lot we could have done about it. The other end, yeah, Benteke's a really weird one, isn't he? And there's a lovely stat around this game in that was his fifth league goal as an opposition player at Anfield. Wow. And he only scored four for Liverpool at Anfield in the Premier League. So, a bit mad, a bit of a mad career, a bit of a mad player, but I mean, I don't think it's the biggest surprise in the world that Allardyce got something out of him.